It's showtime! Yes, it's showtime with another half hour of music, drama, and song. This week, Victor Herbert's The Red Mill, with book and lyrics by Henry Blossom and adapted for Showtime by Jack LaFrandre. Our stars are Elaine Malvin, Bruce Foote, and John Barclay, with the Showtime Orchestra and Chorus under the direction of Robert Trendler. Ladies and gentlemen, The Red Mill.
I am the burgomaster of Kettwick on the Sea, a model of old Dutch nobility. But nobles get hungry, so I cast off my pride and run a small tourist's hotel on the side. Right next to my inn, an old red mill gives natives and visitors both a big thrill, for the legends about this old landmark are vaunted. They say the Red Mill for years has been haunted. The boys of the village wear big Dutchman's breeches, and the girls wooden shoes and a few other stitches. My young daughter Gretchen is very distressing. With a sea-going lover, she goes around messing, while the governor of Zealand for her hand is aspiring. With the governor's money, I could soon be retiring. Well, I try to cheer myself up with my gay monologue, but what happens to me shouldn't happen to a dog.
Oh, sad is my lot. My poor heart is breaking. To marry the governor, my love I'm forsaking. If only my lover's ship would appear. But that is hopeless, too, I fear. Captain Van Damme is far at sea, while the governor comes to marry me. If I weren't young and pretty, I wouldn't much mind it. But I'm longing for love, and no place to find it.
If he said that he loved but me, loved but me, only me, what a paradise life would be, life would be. When he asked me to name the day, I would say right away, don't delay. I would so like to be someone's affinity. I'd like to have him woo me for his queen. Oh, heaven above, how I could love if he would take me in and call me on his own. Imagine how delightful that would be. Forsaking every other, I would cling to him alone. If he would only say he loved but me.
If he say that he loved but you,
loved but me, only me,
what a paradise life would be.
Won't you make the day?
see you, dear.
What? Oh, what are you gentlemen doing here?
We got ourselves in an awful jam. We gotta take it on the lam.
Such strange language. Must you talk double?
We can't help it, lady. We got double trouble.
Oh, I know you now. The American borders.
Yeah. Quite unexpected. We gave up our quarters.
Aren't you ashamed, running out on a debt?
But we ain't figured out how to bleed a rock yet. Our services go to the highest bidder.
Shake hands with Kid Con.
And my name's Con Kidder.
You mean you're willing to work off your balance?
Lady, we're loaded with hidden talents.
Well, I'll talk to my father if your offer is real.
We ain't very fond of the local Bastille. Hey, look who's coming up the hill.
The fat burgomaster, waving his bill.
He's hotter than a bowl of chowder.
Here's our cue to take a powder.
Wait, I know a place to hide while I calm down my father's pride. Inside the mill. Now keep out of sight. They'll never search that place tonight.
The haunted mill. Kid, what do you think?
That's better than the local clink.
Maybe in bed we ought to stood.
We better get going while the going is good.
Always go while the going is good. Don't wait to even say adieu. For if you stay, there is only one way. The bound to put a crimp in you. That a gambling gent has a large percent is a fact that is understood. So cash right in, just the minute you win. And go while the going is good.
Let's scram.
Oh, thank goodness Father didn't see them. When he calms down, I'll try to free them. Perhaps by helping in their sorrow, I'll forget the dread I face tomorrow.
Gretchen?
I heard a voice. My heart stands still. Can it be the ghost of the old red mill?
Gretchen, my darling, a dream from the past.
Captain Van Damme, you've come back at last.
Within the last hour, my ship made port. I hurried ashore to pay you court.
You'll never know how I missed your arms.
And you'll never know how I missed your charms. I sang to the moonbeams everywhere to hurry me on my way.
They must have heard my silent prayer every night and day.
Hello, hello. Well, isn't this merry? Is this an inn or a mortuary? Well, well, this is a fine ado.
Is there something I can do for you?
A little dish of marmalade.
I am Tina, the chambermaid.
Pretty tell, young chickadee. Are all maidens here as well-formed as thee?
Good sir, my heart goes quiver, quiver.
My manly beauty makes all maidens shiver. Tell the burgomaster the governor is here.
The governor, your highness. Oh, dear, the burgomaster isn't here to greet you.
Your excellency, I am delighted to meet you.
Upon my word, an ancient blister.
I am the burgomaster's sister.
Dear lady, allow me to be gallant. I kiss the hand of my future aunt.
That's right. When Gretchen's wedding is through, I will be your auntie, too.
Fortunate lad. Besides my spouse, a few extra maidens around the house make life the way it ought to be for a distinguished ladies' man like me.
Your highness, we maidens of Catwick-on-the-Sea purr with delight at your flattery.
Purr.
A covey of cuties, I chortle with glee. Such lovely ladies are heaven to me. For every day is ladies' day with me. I'm quite at their disposal all the while. And my pleasure it is double if they come to me in trouble. For I always find a way to make them smile. The little darlings. I've no doubt I should have married long ago. The thing to do, you'll all agree. But I never could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So every day is ladies' day with me.
Oh,
ever could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So every day is Lady's Day with me.
Every day is Lady's Day with me.
But I never could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So
every day is crazy day with me.
Oh, Captain Carl, what am I to do? My father forbids me to speak with you. Tomorrow the governor claims me in marriage.
What fate has allowed this justice miscarriage? Gretchen, my darling, we can't act too soon. Tonight we'll elope by the light of the moon.
But, Carl, do we dare? What place can we hide?
We'll sail on my ship at the rise of the tide.
Out on the sea with the golden moonbeams. We'll sail far away to the Isle of our dreams.
Beautiful Isle of our dreams, dear, there is never a sorrow or pain. Every trouble and care quickly vanishes there, and all is made happy again.
So we'll leave this weary old world, dear, where there's nothing that's quite what it seems. And we'll sail on the sea where hope shall you and me. There's a home in the Isle of our dreams. In the beautiful Isle of our dreams, dear, there is never a sorrow or pain.
Every trouble and care quickly vanishes there, and all is made happy again.
So we'll leave this weary old world, dear, where there's nothing that's quite what it seems.
And we'll sail o'er the sea where for just you and me.
The Red Mill tonight. I'll be ready and waiting.
We'll sail together. No more hesitating.
If you love me, my darling, I'll always be true.
From this moment on, no other but you.
Not that I am fair, dear, not that I am true, not my golden hair, dear, not my eyes of blue.
When we ask for reason, words are all too few. So I know I love.
A queer little elfin sprite,
blessed with the deadliest aim,
shooting his arrows to left and right,
bagging the rarest game,
filling our hearts with a glad surprise,
almost too good to be true.
And still, can you tell me, why do you love me?
Only because you are you, dear.
Not that I am
not
fair,
that you are fair.
Not that I am
not
true,
that you are
true. Not my golden
not hair, your golden
dear.
Hair,
not my eyes of
not
blue.
Your eyes of blue.
When we ask the
when
reason,
we ask for reason.
ask your minds to focus on this sad tale of hocus pocus. These females are a tricky lot, as you will see.
They go on with the plot.
Aunt Bertha, please help me. I love my Carl so.
So, Gretchen, with Carl, you're determined to go.
My bag is all packed. I must keep out of sight until I meet Carl at the Red Mill tonight.
The Red Mill? Oh, Horace, you must know the story. The legend so ghostly, so gruesome, so gory.
I heard of a maiden once locked in the mill.
She's gone from this world and is yet missing still.
I don't care. I will chance it. It's better to die than to gaze in the governor's watery eye.
Gretchen, they're coming. Your father is here.
Tell them I'm ill. Don't let them come near.
Well, Bertha, here's Gretchen. The groom is inquiring.
She's ill in her room. I'm sure she's retiring.
Ah, women in love. Always weeping and solemn.
Since when are you writing a Lonely Hearts column?
You can tell about the weather if it's going to rain or shine. You can figure on the mounted and you're apt to get a line. You may handicap the horses and perhaps you'll dope them out. But to figure on a woman is to always be in doubt. The trouble is you can't tell what they want from what they say. And what they want tomorrow isn't what they want today. If you do what they tell you, why, you only make them mad.
And if you do the opposite, you're sure to get in bad.
Or you never can tell about a woman.
Oh, no, oh,
perhaps
no.
That's why we think they're all so nice. You never find two like any one time. And you never find one like twice. You're never very certain that they love you.
Oh, no, oh, no.
But very certain that they don't.
That they
the
don't.
Men may fancy still that they have the strongest will. But the women have the strongest won't.
Oh, you're never very certain that they love you. You're often very certain that they don't.
The men may fancy still that they have the strongest will, but the women have the strongest bone.
Oh, there!
Ah, quite philosophic, my good Burgmaster.
These women think marriage is just a disaster.
My brother's distraught because Gretchen's retired.
How thoughtful, dear Gretchen must be admired, retiring so early to get her rest. So tomorrow for me, she looks her best.
How understanding. How astute.
Pray, Bertha, be her substitute. The night is young. Bright stars abound. We'll go and kick the gong around.
Oh, but I'm just a poor widow. My youth is behind.
A widow, my boy, the most interesting kind.
Kidnappers, robbers, my Gretchen's went hen.
My dear Burgomaster, you don't make much sense.
I went to her room. She flew out the coop.
Disgraceful. To spying my brother would stoop.
You mean my bride-to-be is gone?
I saw her run across the lawn, down to the mill. My daughter scurried.
My brother, please don't act so flurried. No one goes to the mill at night. They're apt to disappear from sight.
We'll head her off. I know she's hoping with Captain Carl to go elope.
I can't understand these female creatures. How can she resist my noble features?
It's dark. The air is still. Oh, what detains him? He must come soon. The tide is rising with the moon. His waiting seems eternity. Oh, moonbeams, bring him here to me.
Moonbeams shining forth above, let me beg of you. The one I need in love, tell him my letters be true. Fate may part us,
disappear.
But how did the darling disappear? We've searched the mill both high and low.
The legend does not lie, you know.
The ghost has carried my daughter away. We must call a detective without delay.
Okay, mister. We heard your call.
My word, what's this? A fancy dress ball from the mill in apparition rolls.
Meet Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes and Watson, how circumstantial.
First, let us talk about matters financial.
Speak up, Gate. Don't hesitate.
How much to keep that wedding night?
200 gulden? How's that price?
For 200 gulden, we'll throw in the rice.
Just go on home and relax, Jackson. By tomorrow, we'll have lots of action.
We'll have your daughter back with you in plenty of time to say I do.
Welcome this day of gladness, and it's a thought of sorrow and sadness. Let every heart be singing, and wedding bells be ringing up in joy. Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, sending a silver voice, and far and wide. Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, 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 by the bedside.
What betrays that Sherlock culprit? The preacher is waiting in the pulpit.
Oh, this indeed annoys my pride. You have to marry without a bride.
Wait, they're here. Oh, joy, ugly.
Okay, Pop. How about our feast?
She's even wearing a wedding veil. Watson and Holmes, I pay your keel.
Thank you, brother. We'll locomote.
Yeah, we got a date on the 3 o'clock boat.
Just a minute. I peek through the veil.
Oh! Uh-oh. We'll need this load for bail.
Sir, I've been hoodwinked. You thought you were stealthy.
Something tells me this place ain't healthy.
You think for the veil you put wool on my eyes? Overnight, my daughter grows 3 times her size.
My brother, I beg you, don't be quite so zealous. You make the governor terribly jealous.
The governor jealous? You mean you're his bride?
He certainly is. With pardonable pride, I selected dear Bertha. So plump and warm. With me, it's any part in a storm.
Hey, Con, pipe the governor raising his glass.
A man of distinction. That guy's got class.
For every day is Lady's Day with me.
Every day is Lady's Day with me.
I'm quite at their disposal all the while.
At their disposal
and my pleasure it is double if they come to me in trouble. For I always find a way to make them smile, the little darlings. I've no doubt I should have married long ago.
The
thing to do, you'll all agree.
It's a proper thing to love.
I never could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So every day is Lady's Day for me.
Father, dear Father, congratulate me.
So, Gretchen, a wedding ring, I see.
We're married, Your Honor. We're proudly confessing.
So what can I do but give you my blessing?
Oh, Father, we thank you. We knew you'd be charming.
But what of that ghost in the mill so alarming?
The ghost of a mill calls down from above. A whispering voice calling maidens to love.
Won't someone here congratulate me?
Tina, you packed your trunk, I see.
This little Dutch cleanser is in there, Joe.
We got Tina signed up for a vaudeville show.
She'll pound the boards through London and Cork.
And wind up playing the Belle of New York.
In old New York, in old New York, the peach crop's always fine. They're sweet and fair, and on the square, the maids of Manhattan for mine.
Maids of Manhattan
for mine. I'm a tea party in London or in Cork.
The queen you meet on any street in old New York. In old New York, in old New York, the
peach crops all is mine. There's sweet and fair and on the fair, the maids of them have for mine.
You cannot be in gay Paris, in London nor in Cork.
The creature in Paris Street beholds you.
Mr. Khan, Mr. Kidder, a word with you before you try fast skidoo. I'll have to remind you, I'm afraid, of this bill I have that ain't been paid.
Oh, sure. Take this. Forgetting is human.
A balcony ticket to hear Margaret Truman.
Well, so long, folks. Dig, dig, hey, hey. We're shoving off for the USA.
Well, as I said once before in my gay monologue, what happens to me shouldn't happen to a dog.
Not that you're fair, dear. Not that you're true.
Not my golden hair, dear. Not my eyes of blue.
This has been Showtime and Jack LaFrandre's adaptation of The Red Mill by Victor Herbert, with book and lyrics by Henry Blossom. Our singing stars were Elaine Malvin, Bruce Foote, and John Barkley. Robert Trendler directed the orchestra and chorus. And now, here's an invitation to join us again next week for another half hour of music, drama, and song on Showtime, a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.